Is it that all of us are tied by, like a cow tied to a pole by a rope, like that we are tied by the boards? Yes. Rather than, that is one example which conveys the point that there is a limitation to how much we can change things. But still, say to just extend this example, if the cow stays very close to the poles, center, to the pole, and there is no grass available, and the cow becomes weak, starves and dies. Whereas, near the circumference of that circle made by the rope, there is some food available, some grass available, and the cow goes there and needs that. So, even within the limitations that we have, say for example, even there is an alcoholic. Now, alcoholics, even when people are addicted, you know, people still have choices. They may say, I have to drink, but it's not that an alcoholic has to take every drink that they drink. So often, if alcoholics, that means, you know, if alcoholics, every time they get an impulse, if they have drinks ready close to them, then they will drink much more. If they don't have drinks close to them, then sometimes they may go to a shop and purchase it and get it. But other times, maybe they just forget it. I won't take it. So, yeah, whatever pleasure they may feel, they get out of it. So the point which I am making is that they cannot wish away the craving for alcohol immediately. The craving will be there still. But how much they act on the craving, that is not uniformly determined. So that's why, that's why three things it is said, that creating, avoiding the association that further stimulates them to drink, and creating obstacles between themselves and the object of craving. And thirdly, trying to become more and more self-aware. Oh, now I am feeling like drinking, but maybe I should do something else. Because many times when our passions catch us, we don't even realize what we are doing till after we have done that thing. So, if we become, by these things, even alcoholics can decrease the magnitude of that addiction. So, what bhakti can eventually do is, the desire itself will go away. But that will take a long time. And there are various practical measures by which indulgence can be decreased. Just like Vishwanatha Thakur used the example that if somebody decides on Ekadashi, I am not going to take grains, then just by that resolution, they can avoid a substantial amount of the desire to eat, they can avoid. So here there is external regulation and there is internal resolution. And by this combination, they are able to regulate themselves. They are able to stay away from the food. So like that, certainly, so I would say, going back to the example of the cow and the rope, so we could say that the length of the rope is the amount of time we can stay away from the craving. So for example, some people can fast for 6 hours or 8 hours or 10 hours. Some people find it, okay, I can fast till noon, but I cannot fast the whole day. Other people may say that I can fast for the whole day, but at night I have to break my fast. Other people may say, okay, I can fast, but I need to drink water at least, or I have to drink some juices. So different people can have different capacities of fasting. But even within those capacities, based on how they conduct themselves, you know, if a person who can fast goes all day and stays in a kitchen with other people who are eating constantly, they will find it very difficult to restrain themselves. So that way, whatever is the intensity of our craving and the strength of our addictions, strength of our attachment, that will determine the length of the how long or how short the rope is. But even within whatever is the restriction created by our craving, we have freedom. And based on that, we can either maximize our bondage, or we can minimize our bondage. So, put it another way, going back to the earlier example of talent and temperament, that the length of the rope is the talent. Some people have phenomenal talent, some people have limited talent, mediocre talent. But what we do with the talent that we have, that will vary. Or another more practical example could be that, you know, some different people get different amounts of inheritance from their parents. So now some people, they may get a small inheritance, but they invest it wisely and they live with relative financial security throughout their lives. Other people, they get a generous inheritance from their parents, but they just squander it. And then within a few years, they are in constant financial anxiety. So the length of the rope is, we could say, like the inheritance that we have got. So how we use it is still up to us. And sometimes we have the idea that nothing in our life is controllable, which I feel is not an accurate idea. But some things are definitely within our control. And the more we use what is in our control, the better we can change things. The better we can improve things.